Hi, my name is Denis Dochev. As a candidate for president-elect, I have been asked to address four topics. That is a lot in just 5 minutes, so hold on, here we go. 1. Leadership qualities that will assist me if elected. My experience includes teaching, coaching, and administration at the elementary, middle school, high school, and collegiate level. I use that experience to maintain a broad view of education. I will draw upon my leadership experiences while serving as president of both NASB and the Central District, as well as having served on the Shape America Board of Directors and the NASB Executive Board. These four separate service terms, plus my service in three different state AFERDs, have helped me develop the skills needed to lead this organization. My leadership qualities include strong organization, paying attention to detail, implementing a meeting agenda, and speaking in front of other people. I can be a consensus builder, listening to others, and guiding the discussion to include all those around the table. I am pretty straightforward. You don't have to guess how I feel about a topic, and I don't try to trick people. My service will be bathed in honesty and integrity. 2, motivation to take on this responsibility. My service is a thank you to those who guided me, trained me, and inspired me. On a personal level, Ted Beard, my fifth grade teacher, Jerry Smith, who taught me so much during my 3 years in his high school choir classes, and Coach Hugh Campbell, who taught me a lot about life. Of course, there are many others. Professionally, from the early leaders of AFERD to the recent leaders of Shape America, and the many leaders in between, my service will be coded with great respect for their historic contributions to our profession. Bottom line, what motivates me is love. Love for each other, love for the profession, and love for those students we see every day. 3. Three primary challenges facing Shape America. Our biggest issue is disunity. Within health and physical education, we are fractured. Many people advocating for their own personal issue, things like obesity, fitness, teaching, and more. We must come together to create a united advocacy effort to see 50 million strong come to fruition. Membership continues to be a major issue. Why would anyone listen to our pleas if we can't get our own professionals to join our organization? Less than 10% of the professionals in health and physical education are Shape America members. There must be an urgency to recruit and retain members, and then provide the programs, products, and services needed by those members. A third issue focuses on the resources needed to run Shape America. We cannot rely on the American Heart Association to support us in the future. We must find other revenue sources, latch on to large corporate sponsors who are interested in the health of our nation if we are to flourish. 4. How I might implement the strategic plan. The strategic plan guides how Shape America does its business. Our programs, products, services, and research must align with the strategic plan. The plan must reflect the mission and vision of the organization. The strategic plan must be clear and measurable, and the plan must be reviewed and updated on a regular basis. I have no personal agenda other than to do the work of Shape America and to be an advocate for quality health and physical education. I will not bring forth personal agenda items to the Board of Directors. In closing, it is imperative for all of us to become ambassadors for quality health and physical education, actively advancing the commitment to 50 million strong. That is our greatest legacy, providing opportunities for our children and our nation to lead healthy, active lives. Do not miss out on the opportunity to make history. Thanks.